exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to the program today. And as you know, what we've been doing here is each and every day we go over a different either ballot measure or proposition that's on the state, and we read it directly from the voter guide. So the Orange County Voter Information Guide is where just a few days ago I read you the independent analysis about Measure Q. And then there's nothing more frustrating than reading social media and email blasts that are absolutely smack in the face of the facts that are given in the independent analysis. To straighten some of those out for us this morning and to talk about other stuff, we welcome, as we do each and every Thursday morning, our mayor, Sue Kempf, to the program. Welcome, Mayor Kempf.
Good morning, Ed. How are you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you? I'm excited because the taste is tonight, and we're good. The town is going to be partying, so I'm excited about that. And we're having a good morning here. But I can't get past what I've been reading in social media and in these email blasts the last couple of days. How are you, by the way?
I'm good. I've been busy, of course, and I'm looking forward to taste too. I love these bigger community events. I love seeing people out and talking. It's just fun.
Yeah.
You know, we do a lot of fun things in this town. Taste is one of them. It's just really great. It's such a great idea and such a beautiful venue.
Yes, and it gives me a chance to dress up. You know, I don't often get a chance to dress up. I like cleaning up a little bit, and I love the taste for that reason. I'll look forward to seeing you and as many of our listeners out there as I possibly can.
Are you going to wear your white coat?
My white coat? No, I won't do white because, you know what, there's some stupid thing about after Labor Day, no white, but I think I may do purple tonight. I'm in a purple mood.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
So I haven't decided yet, but it's been dry cleaned, so it'll be clean no matter what it is.
Fantastic.
As you heard me mention at the top there that we've been going over each and every ballot measure directly from the voter guide and giving the independent analysis. And yesterday or a day before, I'm not sure exactly when, Councilmember Weiss sent out an email blast that just smacks in the face of any of the facts that the independent analysis gives. And we're talking, of course, about Measure Q. Did you read that?
I didn't read it. I heard about it. I don't read his stuff, to be honest with
you. Okay. Yeah. Well, you're better off probably, really.
No, I sit in the council meeting, so I know exactly what we did. I don't need anybody's personal recap.
Right. So... So let's talk about changing use of commercial space from one type of retailer to another type of retailer, not being governed by any Measure Q provision, and that 90% of businesses in Laguna are retail, not bars and restaurants. So anyone who wants to open a new retail business in a space where another retailer is located should have no issue from Measure Q. My question is, even if current businesses don't have parking, where's that argument?
Well, you know, so change of use. So if you want to go from retail to, you know, like in the case of Southwell Ice Cream, they're going to, that was a dress shop. It's right next to Jersey Mike's, where Subway used to be. Yeah. And that was a dress shop or a clothing shop, and that's a change of use, and that's one of their triggers. And of course, it will have to go to the ballot if Measure Q are in place because it's a change of use. And then, you know, I've heard some comments about this Play Coffee because there's parking across the street. That's not how the rules work.
Right.
Just because there's parking across the street, that doesn't mean that you would think logically that might be the way it works, but it doesn't work that way. Because if you work that way, any business could just say, "Well, there's parking on the street." So you would meet a parking. Oh, there's parking on Forest Avenue, and I'm opening a business on Forest Avenue. Why do I have to worry about parking? There's already parking. So that's not how the rules work. That's one of the problems with the drafting is if you're drafting land use, you better be a land use expert because this is what, you know, this is what you get. But anyway, and it's just very clear and it's very simple. You know, this young guy that wants to open that Wig sandwich shop that's in, you know, next to Stig Liquor, the Cornwell family owns that. And he would have to go to the ballot because it used to be a wig store. I mean, you know, this is where one of the many issues with Measure Q comes out. People got people kind of focused on big development, which our rules are very tight and strict on any kind of big development here. But But they got people focused on that. But what they're really doing is nailing the small businesses, and that's the problem.
Right. I want to harken back to our candidate forum that when I believe it was Lewis who asked the audience who had anything to do with the drafting of it. Only one person raised their hand. George Weiss's wife raised her hand. She's not a land use expert, right?
Well, I don't think so, because therein lies the problem. I mean, I've been saying this to people, and it really resonates with them, is they should have tried to apply their ballot measure to the town to find out what happens. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
That's what you do with the Planning Commission. And normal land use within city governments, that's what you do. You make a proposed change, and then the Planning Commission thinks about, you know, what would be the impact to the town. That's where you find all the problems, and then you sort those out and send them back. But they didn't do that, so that's why they have all these issues with Measure Q.
Right.
So when you're drafting land use, you need land use people to do it, not just anybody who decides that they'd like to participate.
Right.
This is the end result of it.
They also claim outdoor dining is not covered under Measure Q?
Well, yeah, of course, because people are adding tables. You know, I've heard this argument from them before, but
right.
They're adding more intensification of use. And also, if you have to put parking in, it's around $100,000 to $120,000 of space, which is another problem because you don't own that space. You're just paying into it. And, you know, this is the end result of the city not really over the council over many years of not doing anything about parking, because we could make this so much easier if we just provided, you know, parking somewhere. We could make it more reasonable and easily understood. We've got it so complicated now that, you know, this is what we've got. But,
right.
Yeah, No, of course not. Of course it's going to hit the outdoor dining.
Right. And so let's talk about St. Catherine's School. And recently the city had a golden opportunity to purchase St. Catherine's School property. How will this affect that?
Well, I think there's three triggers that will impact St. Catherine's. One is government buildings are not exempted in Measure Q, so anything that the city owns. So the city owns St. Catherine's. You know, we're buying it for $23 million from the diocese, which we got a good deal, by the way, because they could have sold it to a developer for a lot more. So there's three triggers. That trigger, more than 200 daily trips, because now it's going to be a civic use. We don't know what those uses are, but it's going to be a popular site. And then the third thing is change of use. It used to be a school. Now it's going to be a government building. So there's three triggers. So what happens if, you know, Ed, we decide kind of the council kind of makes a decision based on a lot of input from the community that we want to have. And this will be a tough call for the council. This is why you really should go to the council and not go to the ballot.
Right.
What if you want to have a pool and I want to have a skateboard park and somebody else wants to have a cultural arts center and someone else wants to have, I don't know what. You have to get 50 plus one vote of the electorate, which is over 18,000 people in this town. Now, how are you going to get that?
Right. Right.
And so what happens is, what are you going to have, a $23 million white elephant sitting there?
Right.
So, you know, this is yet another not a drafting oversight mistake or whatever, not thought through.
Right. Well, and even more than that, I want to go a step further than not thought through. I think it's just disingenuous. I really do. I believe it is thought through, but I think it's disingenuous. I want to talk specifically about the simple line, as they claim, when we're talking about one of the most important items that we have is an additional fire station in South Laguna. And Measure Q claims that a simple lot line adjustment can be used to build the fire station and that Measure Q does not stand in the way there. But Mark Weiner explained at the last council meeting that the lot line adjustment has to be approved by council, not staff, and can't. Go into that for us, please.
Well, no, of course you can't. Everybody would love it if you could go to the counter and, can I do a lot line adjustment? Oh, sure,
right.
Let's do it right here at the counter. No, anybody who knows anything about land use in Laguna Beach knows that if you ever want to do a lot line adjustment, at the minimum, it has to go to the Planning Commission, at the minimum, if it even gets past staff. So,
right.
So yeah, and then we got a letter from Laguna Residents' First Attorney, but he had the wrong assumptions in there. He wasn't clear about what Mark was saying, so Mark and Phil wrote us a note back and said, you know, you can't do that because of the Subdivision Map Act, and also, but the biggest thing is our zoning does not allow for making a lot any smaller. So if you have three lots and you want to move one of the lines over to make it a really long, skinny lot or something like that, you can't do it.
Right.
You can't make a lot smaller. That's part of the South Laguna Village zoning code. So you can't do that. You know, what happens is when they're finding these drafting errors and they're saying, well, then they pivot to something else like, oh, we can move the lot line.
Right.
No, you can't. I was on the Planning Commission. We had a couple of these come before us, you know, and they're a big deal. We don't allow these things easily. So they're a big deal, but you can't make a lot smaller. So that's, you know, that's false. And, you know, it's another thing. I heard something about the pottery place where it would have to go, wouldn't have to go to the ballot. Well, yes, it would, because you combine lots and change of use. So that's the reason.
Right. So
change of use, you pottery place. Now it's a myriad of things, and they had to do a lot combination. So
would you agree with me that it's poorly conceived and cynically sold?
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of people, you know, I worked at the farmer's market and I've walked and I've listened to people talking about Measure Q as they do their pitch and stuff at the, whatever the mail or the post office, but it's more, they're just mainly doing this big development thing. So when I talk to people, they'll say like, well, we're worried about big development. I always say, yeah, if it's just about big development, that's fine. I understand that and I get that, but that's not what it is. So right. You have to walk people through it a little bit, because it's easy to say, oh, you want to keep Laguna Charming, you want to keep 60-foot buildings off the beach. Well, right. We're never going to have that. And this is my firm belief. If we, even now, if we wanted to build a montage over again, I don't think the Coastal Commission would let us do that. I think those days are long gone. Just think about how long it takes just to do a kind of a basic, you know, kind of a very simple remodel of Surf and Sand that still don't have approvals yet. And then Pacific Edge took quite a while. And this is the way of the world now.
I'm curious as to when you're walking around or meeting people, wherever you might be, if much like right now, where we've spent a good portion of this having to straighten out misinformation that we've gotten from do you find that happens, that people walk up to you and they are absolutely misinformed and you have to actually say, no, this is what it is? Is that happening a lot?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been walking neighborhoods and we've had a lot of meet and greets with a lot of people. And when we walk them through it,
right. They're
like, okay, I'm not going
right.
But yeah, you just have to explain. You have to explain it fully to people. If you just try to say, you know, yeah, don't worry about this, but you just have to explain it to them what the impact would be. Right. And then it just takes a little while to explain it. But anybody who opens up their ballot pamphlet and sees 9 pages of the ordinance there should really think about and read it.
Right.
If you can understand it and agree with it, then vote for it. But if you are confused about it, which, you know, I'm a planning commissioner, I've read it like 4 times and I had to go over it and over it and then think about how to apply it. So,
right. I've been telling the listeners, no matter what I say, no matter what I read, you should read yourself, do your own research, go into those. They're very informative. Both of the voter guides are very informative. Go into those and read and do the research yourself and then come up with a decision. Thank you very much for straightening that out for us. You know, every time you come on, every Thursday morning, I come to work and there are at least 50 text messages from listeners that have specific things they'd like to ask you. I never have an opportunity to go to them. I'm going to go to the one right now about our local beaches and one particular listener that says that there's a lot of dogs and we know we're hiring new park rangers and not just dogs on leashes, but unleashed dogs at the beaches, I think is what they're talking about. So they're asking about new signage at the top of the beach stairs, in addition to the park rangers, maybe to help them out a little bit, signage at the top of the beach stairs next to the signs about Marine Sanctuary stating the dog rules and maybe what fines are. Is that something that you might consider?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to ask Chief Calvert about, you know, we're going to have the neighborhood engagement team, and they're staffing up still because it takes a while to get these guys. They have to be trained and all that.
Right.
We have 3 full-time, and we're going to have at the peak, by next summer, not at the peak, but by next summer, we'll have 5 full-time and 5 part-time, plus we have a corporal and 2 sergeants that kind of manage that program. So it's going to get better over time. But, yeah, I'll talk to Chief Calvert about that.
Okay.
I get what people are saying.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I live down here in Victoria. People, you know, they walk their dogs. They do their dog thing in the morning. These people have lived here a really long time.
Right.
And they have their routine that they go through. But, you know, the dogs are pretty well behaved down here, and so are the people. So,
all right.
I don't know.
Well, thank you.
I'll ask them. That's a very good question. So I'll ask Chief Calvin about it.
All right, we appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm sure our listeners appreciate that as well. So I'll look forward to seeing you tonight. Your hip is all better. You ready to dance a little bit?
I'm ready, man. I am ready.
All right.
And my hip is like a trip, man. This thing is comes and goes, but mostly better.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. It's gotten old.
Hey, you know what? Join us. You know, I'm not going to ask you to kick any field goals tonight. Maybe just a little dancing here and there.
Okay.
Mayor Sue Kemp, as always on Thursday, thank you so much for stepping in. And thank you very much for giving us the facts on Measure Q this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
See you tonight. Have a good day, buddy. Okay.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you. Mayor Sue Kemp, 8:47 the time.